All right. Tonight we're here for the proposed sidewalk snow and ice removal. And first I'll read the legal notice that was put in the Daily Mail on July 7th. The Town Board of Care will hold a public hearing on Wednesday, July 15, 2009 at 7 p.m. for the purpose of considering a sidewalk snow and ice removal local law in the town of Care to be held at Town Hall, Main Street, Care, New York. For any other business that may become before the board, copy of the proposed law, proposed local law are available in the town clerk's office. Tara A. Rumpf, town clerk of Care. All right. For those of you that would like a copy, they are up here. Over the last couple of months, we've had some lengthy discussion regarding this proposed local law. And at this time, we would like to take any public comments regarding this proposed law. Does anybody have any comments?
I do.
Okay. Before we start, if you do have a comment, could you please just state your name?
Patrick Brennan.
Okay, Patrick.
All right. If I shovel my walkway, I now open myself to liability if anyone should fall. I don't feel like being sued or being forced to buy because you guys say I have to shovel.
Okay.
Are you going to accept liability?
A law like this does not impose liability on the town for injuries.
So I'll be sued.
Well, you'd be sued anyway.
I was not sued.
That's probably somebody who didn't believe in.
They tried.
Moving forward. Well, so then you were sued.
They tried. It didn't work. But shovel. And now shovel. They can sue me. No, they're telling me I have to shovel.
Right.
So if I don't shovel, I'm going to get a fine, correct?
Can I talk now?
Story. I wasn't here for all of the previous conversations about this, but I'm wondering about where the snowplow pushes the snow right up on the sidewalk, for example, in front of the Methodist Church or the Masonic Hall. They're unoccupied buildings. How is that being handled?
Well, the way I understand it, reading this, it would still be the responsibility of the church, the building owner.
It would be the Methodist Church, the congregation. And the same with the Masonic Temple, Masonic Lodge.
If it was not done, then the town would do it and add the cost of the tax.
To the tax. Right. Yes.
Ed Forrester, I'm really not against the cleaning of the sidewalks, okay? But how could you turn around and find somebody if they don't shovel land they don't own? The turnpike boundary is 33 foot from the center line, which is no doubt the building line of most of those buildings. And for years, Charlie Carpenter, who was a lawyer, never shoveled his sidewalk. He said, because once I shovel it, I'm responsible. Before I shovel it, the county's responsible. So I don't see how you can, even though I'm for cleaning the sidewalks, I don't see how you can tell a landowner he has to shovel land that technically he does not own.
Any other comments?
Yes. And I have the sitting right now. And on top of that, I am right across from the Methodist Church. I can shovel the snow various times, and I certainly like to have the sidewalk clear. But they go through, plow it right back up again. I can do it two or three times in a day, and then it just builds up to solid ice. And I just don't see how you can enforce something like that when, and I'm working, so I leave at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, and the plow goes through, plows it up again, and at 11 o'clock, it's full of ice, and I'm going to get a ticket.
Okay. get the rest of the public. Yes.
John Morgese. If I'm not mistaken, even though there is these easements and right-of-ways, and you still own that property, if I'm not mistaken. Even on my road, the town supposedly has a right-of-way to off the so many feet off the center of the road, but that is still my property. But even though it's mine, the town by law
try to build on it, John.
I understand that, but it is still my property. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that you're right. I understand what you're saying, but my deed says that I own to the middle of the creek, if any.
It's on the other side of the road. But the easement on the town road is a 50-foot easement. That road, Borenstein Road, is a 50-foot width. So they own from 25 feet from the supposed center of that road. You have two descriptions. You own property on the one side of the road, and you own property on the other side of the road. But I don't believe you don't own that road. That was a deed that the town took title to that property.
The town doesn't own that road. The town owns the road, yes. I own the property. They tell you what you can do with that property. There is easements and stuff by law.
Can we talk about that?
Yes.
There are basically two types of roads,
yes,
in New York. One is a user road. The other is a road that's owned by fee ownership, as you said, as Ray said, a taking.
Yes.
Most town and county roads are user roads, and that is that the town and the county do not actually own the land underneath the road. They own an easement, the right-of-way, to pass on top of it, but the homeowner or the landowner actually owns the land underneath. The other kind is the fee ownership, where most state roads are actually owned by the state because they came through in the 40s and 50s and did a taking and purchased all of those state roads throughout New York State. And typically what happens is when the state ceases utilizing it, say, a portion of old Route 23 or whatever is just now turned into field because they've moved 23 over, they abandon their right to ownership to the county. And so then the county actually has a deed that owns the land under the roadway. I don't know whether that's what happened here on Main Street, but the point is that what Mr. Morgese is saying is correct. That
thank you.
For a county or a town road, 99% of the time, the town or the county only owns the right to drive over it, and the landowner owns the land underneath.
What's the case in Caribbean?
One other thing also. I do know that the town or the state or whoever put the sidewalks in. If now 5 years down the line that sidewalk for whatever reason cracks, who has to repair and replace that sidewalk?
I know
in the town that I used to live in, even though I had to maintain that sidewalk. Even though like you say, my hedges, I trimmed them and they were on my property, but yet I couldn't build on it because there were easements. Yeah. So I'm saying the same thing. You also have to see who has to maintain those sidewalks.
You have a sidewalk law that dictates that the landowner has to maintain it rather than enforce it.
That's one way of doing it, yes. But it really, again, it depends on what the county did or whomever did.
Well, the county put the sidewalks in.
Okay.
The county put
them. We'd have to take a look at that project and see where they left that responsibility at that point.
Well, can they delegate that responsibility?
For the county law, yes.
Delegate it to the town or to the individual landowner?
Either way.
Or both.
Next question.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Joe Colangelo. I have nothing. I own it. I don't own anything on Main Street here or that. But I think there was a big battle going on down there in the village of Catskill, and that was over the sidewalk things. That originally the village or whoever was put in the sidewalks, and like what John Morgese was saying, they were obligated to maintain it. And then what happened was with the sidewalks were cracking and stuff. the village was saying, hey, wait a minute, to the property owner or the person who owned the store there, you know, were saying it is your responsibility to replace that sidewalk. So, I mean, I don't know, I mean, just telling you for point of information what was going on down there. And I don't know if that was ever resolved, so.
Yes.
Carol Spolin. We had two businesses, one in Catskill and one in Saugerties, and we only rented. But it was the first floor tenant's responsibility to keep that sidewalk clear at all times, or we were fined.
Okay. Any other questions, comments?
I got one more. Pat Brennan again.
Okay.
Is this the only proposal you have, is to find the people on Main Street? Have you thought of doing a different way like Hudson does? Hudson has a crew that has a snowblower, and he walks on Main Street, up at Warren Street, I'm sorry, and he shoots the snow into the back of a dump truck, and they take it away. They do Warren Street one side in about a half hour.
Has that? We haven't enacted this law, and that's the purpose of the public hearing, to get input from the people, you know, whether they like this or not. And, you know, I have concerns about it myself.
Okay, because I think that's a... Because Steve Rump has all the equipment and everything, it'll be quick, easy.
But see, the problem is, I understand where you, what you're saying, but it's a county road. It's County Route 23B.
Mm-hmm.
So the county still is responsible for the roadway. And
what about the sidewalks?
Well, that's...
Mm-hmm.
There.
Well, I'm going to touch on... Excuse me, I'm sorry.
All right, just before you... Any other questions?
Yes. I used to live on Warren Street, and I had to shovel my sidewalk. So do you know when they started that?
I saw that last year when we were coming through after a snowstorm. We couldn't figure out what was taking so long. We saw the snow plows going, the snowblower people throwing it right into the back of the dumpster.
The
sidewalks. They were doing the sidewalks so people can go through. Because we waited in traffic like 10 minutes until we got around to see what was going on. This was last year, I can tell you that.
Yeah, I had a comment, too. The problem I had with rereading this law and everything is that a couple of years ago, we enacted an alternate side of the street parking. The snow emergencies. Which
nobody does that.
The highway superintendent is supposed to call when there's a snow emergency, park on one side. Then the county plow comes in and plows from the center of the road right to the curb, puts all the snow that's on the road into the sidewalk.
Yes.
Now, to me, you know, it's not really fair to ask that person to shovel all that snow back out. If he had a place to put it other than back in the road, I could see it. But we're a unique town. We're very narrow.
Yes.
The only place to put it is back in the street.
Yes.
So I really can't in good faith say this law is a good law. And I think it should be something worked out between the town, the county, and the property owner. In the past, when Bobby Hempstead was the superintendent down in the Freehold Barn, he seemed to come in very rapidly and clean up the snow after the snow. But it's not 24 hours. And you know, it's something we have to address. I'd like to see all the sidewalks clean, but there's no place to put it.
You know, a lot of the properties on Main Street, they do have front yards. You don't have to put the snow back in.
A lot of them don't.
No, a lot of them don't, but a lot of them do. It's not everyone that's in that situation.
Well, my thought was that apparently we are going to hire a maintenance man, and I would assume that this individual would be cleaning the sidewalks for the people who fail to do so. If we have someone out there cleaning the sidewalks that aren't cleared, why can't he go up one side and down the other and clean them all?
Then we have to raise taxes for everybody.
They already did that.
Well, we have
to. Well, you 5% instead of the 7.6.
So if we were to do that, we'd either have to have a sidewalk district, have the people within the sidewalk district.
It benefits the entire township. People from Round Top, Acres, South Carolina, they come to the hamlet of Carroll.
So then, I'm not disagreeing.
To them as well,
and that's the other path to do that. Then you either have the sidewalk district and have the people in the sidewalk district pay, or you spread that cost throughout the town, and then everyone in the town would be paying. I'm not saying one's right, one's wrong way. I'm just saying those are your two options.
Well, I don't think either that any time we have a little problem, we always want to pass a law. And I don't think passing a law for every problem sometimes creates more problems than the law solves, in deference to our attorney friend.
take no offense.
But and Mr. Lorenz has a point. I think that we never could get the snow emergency thing straight. So how in the world are we going to handle this?
We'll do both together.
Yes, good.
I have a problem with the town paying for the removal of snow in the hamlet of Carroll. It cost me $1,000 a year to remove the snow off my sidewalks, my steps, and my driveway, and the town is not reimbursing me or coming to clean my sidewalk. And when I do clean my driveway out and the town plows it back in, I have to come down there and clean my driveway out again.
You come to the post office, you come to the Cozy Cup?
No, I don't.
You don't come to the Cozy Cup?
I go to the Cozy Cup,
right.
Yes.
Wouldn't you like a nice clear sidewalk to go in there instead of stumbling through 2 foot of snow?
Mr. John does shovel his sidewalk.
Well, I shovel mine.
No, you don't.
He does.
Your sidewalk was one of the worst in town.
All right, we're not going to get into
this. I didn't bring it up.
I'm just setting the tone here. We're not getting into who shovels and who doesn't.
That's not true, John.
The purpose of this is to decide if we are going to get public comment regarding this proposed law, not who does and who doesn't. Mr. Slater.
Yeah, I don't have a sidewalk we have to worry about, but as a citizen of Carroll, I think we do need to do something with our sidewalks to make sure they're passable for businesses. Businesses obviously want to take care of their own anyway. But I am concerned about the 11 o'clock curfew. You know, for a working person, like I agree with Jim, if you've got to go to work and it's still snowing, you shouldn't have to have them. That's going to create a financial burden on someone where, just because he's a working guy.
Says that.
Yes, it's got to be cleared by 11 a.m.
Maybe 11 p.m.
That's interesting because mine says...
Say that's
behind there of no later than 24 hours after.
That's what I was going to suggest. 24 hours is something different than 11 a.m. because that's going to create an undue burden for somebody who's working.
That's what I was wondering, but you were talking.
That's a good point. Okay.
Well, that's what mine said.
We're going to have to hire someone to determine when the storm ends.
Well, it is done in other municipalities where 24 hours after the storm, and it's, you know, we all have to use some discretion when we determine when the storm ended. So, all right. Do we have any other comments regarding this proposed law? Anybody else? Any other comments? Okay. Board members have any other comments they'd like to add? No? Okay. All right. At this time, can I have a motion to close the public hearing for the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay. Very good. We will be back at 7:30 to start our regular monthly board meeting.